Any more information
on Jackrabbit?
He moved around a little bit on the field today. He was limited.
Coach, you mentioned last week that for the short week on Thursday, you guys are going to make a few adjustments to the practice schedule. How do you think your team has responded so far?
I think we did a nice job yesterday coming out and getting after things mentally. Moved around a little bit more today, put the helmets on. Moved quick enough to get our jobs done on and off the field.
Is Jenkins going to be able to go?
We'll see. It's still early to tell.
Is he still really sore, or is some of that alleviated?
There's still soreness. Yeah, he's still sore.
You'll do a usual launch tomorrow?
No. Tomorrow will be different. It'll be a combination Fresh Friday and Travel Day.
What'd you do today exactly? I mean, was it just was it mostly mental?
No. Today was a situational football day, but we got on and off the field a lot quicker than we usually do. It was about an hour and a half.
We saw Janoris and Jonathan wearing ski hats. They actually got out and did some stuff?
They were moving around a little bit, yes.
Washington losing yesterday makes you guys a virtual lock to make the playoffs. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's a short week. Yesterday was a good mental day. We moved around a little bit today. Have to take care of our bodies this afternoon. Get our rest tonight. Sleep in tomorrow. Be ready to get our work done and travel. And be ready for Thursday night.
Making the playoffs is it's a goal and an accomplishment and part of what you're trying to accomplish here. Why do you not want to sort of acknowledge that?
Doesn't have anything to do with the game on Thursday night. We have to be ready to play a game on a short week Thursday night against a division rival.
Is it that you think I don't want to put your words in your mouth, but is it that you don't want the playoffs to be, I don't know, the end goal? Like you're thinking that it's just a step, or why? Yeah, I guess.
No, it's just you know, it's just something to talk about. It's a distraction. If you let it be, you know, we need to be focused on the game on Thursday night. I'm getting ready to play Philadelphia. That's what this week's all about.
Do you consider it an accomplishment to make the playoffs, or does that not even register for you, this other
no,
things?
No, it doesn't register at this point, no.
Coach, B.J. Goodson played a few more defensive snaps than usual on Sunday. Do you think he'll see his playing time increase on defense as the season goes on?
We liked the way he moved around. He was physical, played heavy-handed. It was encouraging to see.
Are you going to add a quarterback now that Ryan's on IR?
It's a short week at this point. Not this week, but never say never.
What happened there?
His elbow, his arm flared up. His elbow flared up again, and you know, it's unfortunate.
Is that something like he's had dealt with? Because it just kind of cropped up midway through the year. So I'm just like, what was the?
Yeah, I don't know. It was sore. It was bothering him, and flared up again this week.
Does he need surgery on the elbow?
Yeah, he'll have surgery by the end of the week. He and Shane will both have surgery at the end of the week.
Coach, taking a look at the Eagles, what's the biggest difference you can tell from watching the game film between the Eagles team you saw here and the Eagles team you're going to play in a couple days?
Well, the Eagles team, they're getting healthy up front on the offensive line. That's something that they definitely have going for them. Their defensive line's playing well. So it'll be a challenge for us on both lines of scrimmage. They're playing well there. You know, the skill players on offense, they have some guys that can make some plays. It looks like Sproles is going to get back, and that makes them a challenge to prepare for that way. Their linebackers are playing physical, and they're playing downhill, fitting off the D-line well. So we'll have plenty of challenges there.
Any feeling that Shane rushed back?
No.
Are you aware if it – I mean, is this something that's supposed to be – is he more vulnerable after returning from that kind of injury and having that surgery for this to reoccur? Is it something you're aware
of? I'm not a doctor. I just know that he was cleared to play, and he was excited to play. He worked hard to get back. I'm disappointed for Shane. You know, he's a good boost for our team, but we wish him the best, and he'll get healthy.
Ben, why is this defense so good at whether it's sudden change, whether it's the last few minutes of the fourth quarter, or whether it's whatever the case might be, your defense, losing key players, your defense seems to respond. Why?
You know, I think we have good, you know, good defense fits together like nuts and bolts. I've said it before, and I believe it. I think we have talented players who believe in doing their job and their job only. They're talented men of integrity. They're not looking, they're not chasing stats out there. They're just looking to play good defense and get off the field.
Do you, when you look at the Eagles, you know, you study them for a short week, do you put any thing behind it, the notion that a team would want to be a spoiler. They're a division rival, but a team that want to prevent you from clinching something on their turf.
The last thing you want to do is lose to a division rival. The last thing, especially at home. So we're going to get their best shot. You can throw the records out the window. It's going to be a physical game. Probably come down to the end like they all do. And it'll be exciting.
I think when you got hired, I think people were curious or wondered why you might have kept Steve Spagnuolo given how much they struggled on defense. Is this the performance? I mean, is that everything you imagined from him? And does that justify that choice?
I'll go back to 2007, the way the defense improved in 2007. We played him early in the season when I was in Green Bay. And seeing him at the end of the year was, tremendous coaching job. They improved tremendously. And, our defense has taken steps this year, not only from year one to year two under Spags, but this year. And they keep improving.
How much does it help you to come in and have a guy like him who's, obviously done this for a long time, been very experienced?
Yeah, but he's a great resource.
You came from a place where Green Bay, where they built so strongly through the draft. You built your defense, or at least aided your defense, with a lot of free agents. How surprised are you you've been able to do that and been able to do it so quickly in that way?
I think, we've been fortunate. When you look at it, when you go out through free agency, you're really not sure what you're getting character-wise until they're in the building. You have coaches and players that you lean on and you talk to throughout the league who have worked with guys, but until you get them in a room, you're not sure what you get, and we got New York Giant character types, and that's the biggest key to everything.
Ben, are you concerned that you're going to be personally fined for the walkie-talkie thing? There's a report that it'll come out today.
I haven't heard anything back from the league yet. I was on the field in meetings all morning, so I have nothing to report.
What do you think would be fair?
What do I think would be fair?
Fair punishment for the walkie-talkies.
Haven't thought about it.
Coach, it's a bit of a different look for you guys this week on the field. What's your thoughts on the Color Rush jerseys?
The Color Rush jerseys? I don't want to spoil anything for the fans, so we'll just leave it at that.
One more.
I think the equipment guys have done one heck of a job. They've worked their tail off this week.
Is Jack Rabbit's injury such that you would treat him like any injured player? If he's ready to go, he would go? Or is there, because of the initial concern, is there a reason that you would be cautious and not play him this week?
He's a veteran player who's played a lot of football, so he'll have some input in it, but it's ultimately a medical decision.